Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for Friday afternoon. As we do each and every week, the final broadcast segment of the week, we bring in our friends from CityView. On account of they know what to do. And with us once again is Katie Colosimo, as well as Courtney Karstens. And we're going to just kind of wrap up what's going on in the Metro tonight and tomorrow. Welcome, guys. Glad to have you here again.
Happy to be here.
Yay. All right. And you can swivel that mic. There you go. Ah, perfect. See, that's what works. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's start off with some weekend events.
All right.
So we've got Battle at the Barn.
Battle at the Barn.
Yes. It's at the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And it's from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
And it's a lot of go-kart racing, four-wheelers, outlaw three-wheelers, which are apparently...
Really?
Yeah, which apparently are like... What were they, Katie?
They're similar to sprint cars, but more dangerous looking.
Oh, okay. Okay. So this is going on at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it is. So that should be a lot of fun.
All Saturday, right? Okay. So tonight and Saturday. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have the Des Moines RV and Outdoor Show.
Got to get me an RV, you know? I mean, I'm old. I can kind of graduate into an RV and, you know, pull a beige car behind me, you know, with my seed corn cap.
I just keep hearing about it on the radio. I've heard a couple advertisements.
See,
so I'm like,
see?
This is something I guess that
you got to go.
Need to go. Yeah.
Well, Courtney, you got to go. You got to go check out. You know, I could really do that. Then I could be a wandering Jew all the time. You know, I just kind of go. So, all right, RV show out at the fairgrounds as well.
Yes, okay. Iowa Event Center. So. Iowa Event Center. Yes.
The other fairgrounds.
Yes.
Yeah, by the river.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And that is today, Saturday, and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. All right.
Yes.
RV show, Saturday and Sunday. All right.
Yeah. And then we have the Central Iowa Kennel Club's All Breed Dog Show.
And which state fairgrounds is that going to be at?
That one's at the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
All right. Yay. Yep. So, yeah. So that's All Breed.
All Breed.
I wonder if Yofi would fit into that. Get Yofi to go.
Yeah, and that is Saturday and Sunday.
Got it.
From 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
All right.
And then our last thing to wrap up weekend events is the Chow Down Comedy.
What?
Chow Down Comedy. So that will be at the Des Moines Social Club.
Of course. This sounds like a Des Moines Social Club kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's an improv comedy show. Mm. And apparently there will be some of the best improv comedians in Iowa there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We should all go.
We should.
Yeah. And that's on Saturday,
that's
right?
That's Saturday.
Right. Okay.
And that's 11 p.m. to, I'm sorry, 9:30 p.m. to 11:30.
I was going to say, wow, that's getting started late.
Yeah. So, no, it's 9:30 p.m.
to, got it.
Yep.
9:30 at night. All right. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Katie's back. What do you got, Katie?
Next week on Monday is Iowa Taste of Elegance. Have you heard of this?
If it has elegance in it, I have not.
Well, it's an Iowa professional cooking competition.
Really? And where is this going on at?
This is happening at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center.
Right.
AKA Vets.
Formerly known as Vets.
Vets, yeah. Yes. And this event, you must be 21 to attend.
I wonder, you know, we talk about this stuff. I wonder how long it's going to be until the age group dies off, and they no longer call it Vets Auditorium.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question, right? Curious people want to know those kinds of things because, mm-hmm. When I tell somebody, it's at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention
mouthful.
Center on 7th, and it's a whole bunch of stuff. Vets. It's easy.
Vets in Des Moines.
So the Taste of Elegance, and you got to be 21 to go to this because
yes.
They must be sampling adult beverages.
Seems to be the case.
Okay. And so what goes on here? What's all this about? What are they doing? Because I don't know anything about it. It's the Taste of Elegance. And
yeah, I've never been, but it sounds like there's going to be lots of Iowa chefs cooking up some good dishes.
Oh, And we do have some great Iowa chefs here. All right, so that's a Taste of Elegance.
And then on Tuesday, the Iowa Architectural Foundation is starting a 3-week course focused on Chicago architecture.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I don't know.
Whoa, wait.
Chicago.
Is this in Chicago?
No. It is here in Des Moines at their location at the Capitol Square building downtown. Okay. And it's a 3-week course about Chicago architecture.
Hmm. Make no little dreams. He was the architect that set Chicago out and created so many of the buildings there. David Burnham. Who?
Was it Daniel?
Daniel Burnham. Thank you, David Burnham. Yeah, right. Daniel Burnham.
Yes.
Make no little dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very interesting architect. If you haven't done anything with Iowa Architectural Foundation before, they're great people. They're so knowledgeable. I've been to other events of theirs.
Oh, you go?
Yes. Not this one, but I have been to other things they've
really?
Done. And they're just so knowledgeable.
Are you going to report or because you're interested?
Because I'm interested.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Great people over there.
All right. Look who's back.
Yeah. So rounding up our events.
Courtney?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just just daydreaming here.
Rounding up the events, we have a local author, Callie Van Ball.
I don't know.
I don't really know how to pronounce that last name, but she'll be at the West Des Moines Public Library.
Okay.
And that is on Monday?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. From 6:30 p.m. to 8 o'clock
p.m. On Tuesday, yeah.
And she has written novels like The Good Divide and The Space. She apparently was a Eric Hoffer Book Award winner.
Not the Eric Hoffer Book Award winner.
Yes.
We'll have to go.
We must.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
And that's over at the library in West Des Moines.
Yes.
Very nice.
And then we have
More. We got more.
Yes. One last thing.
Oh, come on. You guys are just teasing us. is this like after Wednesday, this next thing?
This is, yes.
Okay. Is it after Wednesday? Because I've got one.
See, this is the Hubbard Street Dance.
The Hubbard, what?
Hubbard Street Dance Chicago. This is at the Des Moines Civic Center.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of dancers performing. And
no, come on, really?
It's just, you know, it starts at 7:30 p.m. And
on what day? I'm sorry.
On the 24th. So that would
be Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Got it.
So, yes, something I've never been. So
maybe. So you can go see dancers.
Just.
And what's the name of this again?
The Hubbard Street.
The Hubbard Street. Hubbard Dance. Street Dance Troupe?
It says Dance Chicago.
Dance Chicago. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, something interesting.
You know what else is going on Wednesday night?
What is going
here in the capital city? The Whalers are at Woolies.
That's right. I did see that.
See? Yeah, the Whalers. Come on. What's with you guys? Yeah, the Whalers are going to be at Woolies. Now, what's really interesting about this is that I read an article earlier in the week, and the article really takes this group to task, saying, well, wait a minute. There are no original Whalers in the Whalers. These are just guys that have formed together, and they have people come in and out all the time. So I don't know. I don't know what's true. Do you know from the Whalers? You know this story?
I do know. I interviewed the lead singer, Josh.
Yeah.
And he's actually related to the original bass player, Family Man Barrett.
Yes.
And Family Man's son is also in the group. And I know some of the original Whalers do play when they do have time.
Got it. All right. So there you go. So you know from the Whalers.
I do know directly from the lead singer of the Whalers.
All right. Oh, they're going to be at Woolies. Now that, I think we should go to. I said to my bride the other day, this is how old of a white guy I am. I said to her, you know, I wonder if we could score some marijuana and then go to this. And she just laughed and she said, you're such an old white guy. You know, you don't call it marijuana. You got to call it the ganja. So, yeah, anyway, wouldn't it be fun to just go in there and maybe just roll tobacco in a big old, you know.
That would be funny.
It would be funny.
You can probably score some while you're there.
I bet that's probably true. Wow. All right. So we've covered a lot of ground today. Everything from stuff going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all into next week with our friends from City View. Okay, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Courtney, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
All right, here we go. We got to get out of here. It is nigh on to 6 o'clock. That means we turn into pumpkins around here. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Patrick Wood is the brand manager. Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. He's the big boss, of course. And then the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all of us, thanks so very much for having been with us all week long. We will be back, God willing, on Monday at 5 o'clock with more, an entire week of the Business News Hour. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.